Hey everybody, welcome back to Where Shift Happens. I'm your host, India Ross, and if you don't know about me, I'm 25, I have two kids, and I live in Warner Robins. That's it, that's all you need to know. But let's dig right into what we need to talk about. So what God has placed on my heart today was Sit With Him Saturdays. And that basically encourages you to slow down real quick, real fast. To just sit with Him. Because oftentimes we're going and we're going and we're going, and we don't realize that we just need to sit down and sit with Him to be able to listen to Him, to hear what He has to say. Because if we're too quick, we will miss out on the opportunity to hear what He has to say for us. If we're too quick, we will miss out on every single detail. It could be something that could happen to you, or something that is happening for you, not happening to you. But if we do not stop, if we don't sit down and stop going and not listen, we are not able to hear what He has to say. And it doesn't even have to be for a long time. Like, you can, you know, just clearly just thank Him for what He is doing in your life, or what He's about to do in your life, or simply just pray to Him and talk to Him like He's your homeboy. You know, God, I had a bad day today, and Jimmy tried me, but You gave me strength. And basically, you know, just thank Him for giving you the things that He needed to give you. For example, one prayer that came to mind was, Father, allow me to slow down today because I don't want to miss out on the opportunity that You have for me. Lord, I want to miss out what You have to say to me that could help me in the near future. Father, please encourage me to not be so quick, to just slow down, just real quick, real fast, so I don't miss what You have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. That's all. He just wants a second from you, from your day. He don't even want hours and hours. He would love that, but He just need a second from you, from your day, to just thank Him for what He is doing and what He has done. And that is enough for Him. A second is just enough for Him. It doesn't take long at all to just thank Him for everything that He's doing. It doesn't take long to just pray. A simple prayer of, God, I thank You. Amen. Or, God, I know what You're about to do in my life, and I trust You. Amen. Just a simple thank you is enough. You don't even have to say anything behind that. It's good to just thank Him. It's just good. It's just so good to just thank Him. Because why not spend time with Him? We spend time with anything else. Let's sit on that. Spend time for anything else. Spend time on Facebook, Twitter. Oh, don't let me go deeper. We spend times on things we want to spend time on, but we can't spend time with God. Oh, okay. So let's just slow down real quick. Just take time out your Facebook time. Just 5 minutes. Can we do that? Sit with Him Saturdays. That's what I encourage y'all to do. Sit with Him today. Be encouraged. That's all I gotta say. Sit with Him today. Sit with Him daily. But today I encourage you to really sit with Him. I don't know. I just feel a pull today to just speak to y'all to sit with Him. I don't know what y'all going through right now, but I feel in my spirit that somebody needs to hear this. It is going to get better. This is not the end. This is just the start. It may look rough right now. The roads may be bumpy, my God. But the roads won't be bumpy forever. That's just like the construction workers. They, or whoever is working on the road, if they see a road that's bad, they rebuild the road. So they lay the pavement out and they lay the concrete or whatever because they know that the road is bumpy. So because of the road is bumpy, they gotta pave it. They gotta smooth it out. So that's like with God. God will smooth the road out. But if you simply just trust in him to smooth that road out, everything gonna be okay. It may not look okay right now, and it may not look like you can see it, but the roads won't always be bumpy. I encourage you to sit with him so you can hear that it's not happening to you, but it's happening for you. And if we just sit down, you'll be able to recognize that. But if we keep going and going and trying to find things to keep us going, we are not able to hear from him, to just hear from him. Like, peace, let peace be with you. Let God be with you. Stay encouraged. We often let bad things dictate how we feel when we should let. I just keep saying because I'm talking to me right now. I may be in a situation right now, but the roads won't always be bumpy. And when I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to me too, because I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm not trying to be too holy, this and that. But I simply know who my Father is. I know who my Father is, and that is enough for me. Because I know who my Father is, I know who I am. I know what God can do for me. I know what God has done for me, and I know that he is not done yet. And I came here to tell you that he is not done yet. This is only the start. This is only the beginning. And if you thought you finished one race, guess what? Another one has started. Because every race that you have finished, another one has started. And because you started, that is enough. It's getting real deep. It's getting hot in here. I need to take off this jacket. The Lord is setting me on fire today. I don't know what it is. But God, I thank you for setting me on fire, because somebody needs to hear this word on this good Saturday. Sit with him on Saturday. Sit with him on day. Sit with him daily. You'll find so much peace. You'll find so much peace if you sit with him daily. Not just with him on the weekend, on Sundays, because oftentimes we go to church on Sunday and boom, that's it. We sat with him. That was our daily. What? But we sit on Facebook daily and we, let me be quiet, because I feel like I'm stepping on a couple toes and I'm stepping on my own, because sometimes I catch myself just going and going and going to work and going here and going there, running errands, this and that. And sometimes I just need to slow down. Stop being so fast, stop being so quick to do things. And let God guide me. Because God never told me to guide myself. God never told me that. He is walking with me. He's got my hand. He's got my back. He never said to walk alone. Nowhere in the Bible he said to walk alone. He said, walk with me. Walk with me. This is a partnership. Let me tell y'all. God don't just do it by himself. He do it with the help of you. So when you do your part, he does his part. It's a partnership. This is a partnership. This is not no sole proprietorship, or however you want to call it. No. This is a partnership. He needs you like you need him.
And I'm going to just end it with that. So, Father, I encourage you to encourage others. And I know you will. Father, encourage us to slow down today, to not be so quick, to just listen to you, to just sit with you, so we can hear what you have to say to us, to warn us about the things that we need to hear and, you know, to see. In Jesus' name, amen. So, y'all, I want y'all to have a blessed day. I want y'all to stay encouraged. Don't let the bad things outweigh the good, because the good outweighs the bad. And that's life. It's life. We all go through things. And it's not the end. If God didn't say it was the end, it's not the end. This is only the beginning, y'all. Until next time, I love y'all. Be safe. Be blessed. Sit with Him on this Saturday.